Blog Talk Radio.
This right here is a feel good song. Every time I smile, it's good to be here. Brought a couple of friends along with me for this one. Let's go. Take my riches, take my fame, take the microphone, take the stage, take my glory, take my name, take it away. Suffer now, later will reign, and that applies to the saints that run against the grain. Life is hard, but amidst the pain, you know the saints fight hard, we anticipate that great day where God applauds. There be no remorse and no shame. Everything you thought you lost, you regain, and you get rewards because you behave. Let me make it plain. All of the faithful saints that get paid to prove your commitment to God is not vain. And we'll get into the joy of our King. Keep your gold, keep your black card and your Patron. None of that matters when I'm gone.
None of that matters,
and the matter's thrown. Silver, gold, and precious stones. Was I faithful? Was my goal? Yahweh's glory on my own. Actors act for golden glow. Rappers rap for war shows. Platinum, blacks, and pure gold. Our reward is Christ alone.
Christ alone.
The finale is finally, I'll be home. My work and its quality will be shown. Eternally, Christ the King will be known. Shalom. Pastor Donnie McClurkin.
Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial. For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised those who love him. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. Now, every athlete exercises self-control in all things, and they do this to receive a perishable wreath. But we, a crown imperishable. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will reward to me in that great
Good morning. I am Joseph Treatment, Faithless Power Radio. Today is another day that God made. Before we start the show, I would like to give a prayer. I'll start the prayer. Close your eyes and bow your head. Lord Father, thank you for everything you've done for us. Lord Father, Lord Jesus, this morning for waking us up, for giving us strength, Lord Father, forgive us for our sins, Lord Father. For I know we're not perfect, Lord Father. But you made us perfect in your image, Lord Father. Let us be strong and let us follow your steps, Lord Father. Let everything be your will, not our will. I thank you, Lord Father, for everything that you provide. Let us receive your word, Lord Father. Use me to give the word. Let me not speak the word by flesh, but only by spirit. I pray in your name, Lord Yeshua, and I ask in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen. Today's topic is trusting God or yourself. Trusting God or yourself. The reason why I chose this topic, because people get it confused when they say they trust themselves in God, but you have to trust God. Trust in the Lord, it is a beautiful thing. And by trusting the Lord, you have to trust him all the way, not halfway. That's by having faith and trusting the Lord Jesus. Following his steps, picking up the cross and following him. You know, don't make it about you or what you go through, because the Lord has been through a lot himself on the cross for us. See, by trusting God, everything else will fall into place. Not trusting men. And you know, there's a lot of people out there right now, they're trusting in men. They're trusting in other people. They're trusting on frail flesh, but they're not trusting in God. They're trusting in money, but they're not trusting in God. They're trusting in material things, but they're not trusting in God. We need to trust in God 1,000%. Okay? Yes, it says in the Bible that we have free will. But what about the Lord's will? What about his will? Let him take control of our lives. Trusting in God brings many blessings to our lives. Trusting in God is not just only about blessings, but it's about the things we go through every day. Okay? You know, I mean, we could go through all types of things every single day and feeling that pain. And we don't know where to lay our burden at, but we could lay our burden onto the Lord, casting our worries and cares unto the Lord. We're going to come back. I'm going to say a couple of verses. And, you know, we're going to take it from there. All right. Okay, well, the radio is having problems. Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and go into a Bible verse. All right, go ahead and go into a Bible verse on trusting God. Until I do, Lord, you must know that the Lord is our shepherd. He is our helper. He is the one that guides us through all the storms and all the things that we go through in life. You know, and people, you know, have to understand that. All of us have to understand that. I'm not going to say people, like I'm not part of it. You understand? We are the children of God. And we need to act like the children of God. And taking charge and letting God take control of everything that we do. We need to let the Lord take control on what we go through. Instead, letting people take control of what we go through and counting on people. Because usually people is not there all the time. Everybody has their own problems. That's why we have to let the Lord take control and trust in Him. You know, the Lord is in us. Okay, people? The Lord is in us, and we have to trust in Him. All right? I'm going to say a Bible verse, Psalms 125. We're going to go to Psalms 125. Okay, Psalms 125, they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abide forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about His people. For henceforth, even forever, for the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot for the righteous. Lest the righteous put forth their hands unto iniquity. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. As for such as turn aside unto the crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity. But peace shall be upon Israel. That was Psalm 125. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, shall not be removed. That is powerful. That is powerful. You will not be removed like mountains, great mountains in Mount Zion. You shall not be removed. That means any trials and tribulation that happens in your life, you got to trust God. Trust Him, whatever that concerns, what you go through, trust Him. Trust Him, trust Him, trust Him. And I'm going to continue saying that you have to trust the Lord no matter what happens. And continue trusting Him. Okay, now we're ready for the music. We're going to come back for a verse. And then we, you know, once the music is over, then we're going to come back on the verse.
Why I'm
Proverbs verse 28. Proverbs verse 28, the first chapter. The wicked flee when no man pursues, but the righteous are bold as lions. That is powerful. That is powerful. I'm going to say it again. The wicked flee when no man pursues, but the righteous are bold as lions. Ain't that part of trusting God right there? Ain't that part of trusting God, you know, from the midst of darkness just come upon you and all these trials and tribulations comes upon you, hell on earth, you know, and all these problems that's happening around us, around the world, but what we do, we trust in God. We trust in the Lord. We don't pay attention to those things. We don't need to pay attention to those things. You know what I mean? But we have to stay in prayer and being strong and being focused and letting the Lord use us for greater purpose. Okay? Letting the Lord use us for greater purpose. There's another verse, Ezekiel. Ezekiel verse 26. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26, a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart, and I will give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. Ye shall keep my judgment and do them. Ye shall keep my judgment and do them. The Lord will put the word in our hearts. The Lord will put the word in our hearts to remind us, you know, that we don't have excuses. People will be like, oh, you know, this and that, and you know, I don't know the word of God, but we do have the word of God in our hearts. It's already been written. You know, we are the word. Remember that. Okay? Since the beginning of time, let it be light, you know, and you know what? Let it be men. You know, he created men in our, you know, he created us in his own image. Think about it. You know, everything around us is the word. And after the word, shall be none. Let me say one more verse. And then we're going to go ahead and play another song. And then I'm going to give a couple of announcements on some stuff that's coming up very soon. Okay, we're going to go to another verse. All right. Okay, here's a verse everybody should know about. That's Luke chapter 11, verse 9. Luke chapter 11, verse 9. And I say unto you, ask and shall be given, seek and shall, and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks, receive, and he that seek, find, and to him that knock, it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread for of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, would and offer him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Amen. 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 People are afraid to ask to let the Holy Spirit use them. Why are we afraid to ask the Holy Spirit to use us? Huh?
tell me. You know, I understand we're not perfect, and, you know, we are sinners, but through Christ Jesus, you know, we're covered by his blood and grace and mercy. You have to learn how to forgive yourself before you continue doing anything else, okay? Ask and you shall receive. The Lord will use you for greater purposes in life. Ask and you shall receive. Ask. You know, when you pray, ask for the Holy Spirit to use you. Ask the Lord to give you knowledge and wisdom. Don't ask, don't pray about, oh, I need money, I need new clothes. Those are the worldly things. Ask for greater things, for you to do great things. Ask the Lord to use you so you can help other people in life, in this lifetime, you know, to do greater purposes in life. Why not? Why not to do that? Why not? Let me go ahead and get some.
Tell me what you see when I pass by. Shadow, a cloud, or a line in the sky. Am I getting it wrong or am I getting it right? Well, all I can take is one step at a time. Look at me, I'm trying every day. I fall down, I make mistakes. Get back up, try again. Next time that you see me. But I say with walking you can't go wrong. Why should you rush your way through life? You won't get very far running all the time.
Look at me, I'm trying every day. I fall down, make mistakes. Get back up, try again. Next time back, save me.
Here's a verse that came up, I came across on Luke. It's on Luke, verse 4. And I say unto you, my friend, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will forewarn you whom you shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed has power to cast into hell. Ye I say unto you, hear him. For not five sparrows sold for two featherings, and not one of them is forgotten before God. But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. Glory to God, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I would like to thank everybody for listening to Faith is Power Radio. I have a show that's coming up, Battle of the Praises. Royalty ENT is the one that's throwing this Battle of the Praises. It's on January 26th. January 26th. Please support all the gospel artists that's going to be there. It's going to be at BCC North. January 26th is coming up very soon. Please support. Please support, you know, the gospel artists out there, hip-hop, gospel, R&B, you know, C.C. Winans, I believe. You know, as a matter of fact, it's Kiki Winans going to be there. Miss Sheard, I pronounced that right. She's going to be there. And Odell, a former 36 Mafia member, is going to be there. Please come and support. There's a show coming up, international. It's an international inspirational artist festival that's coming up at the Lit Cafe. I will be performing, of course, February 16th. Knowing that February is Black History Month, but why not make it a Black History Year? So, let's work together, peoples, and make things happen. And name of the Lord, Lord Jesus, Yeshua, Lord Father, our Heavenly Father. You know, let's trust God. Let's not trust self. If you trust self, you will get lost. But trust God. That's in us. Okay, that's in self. Trust God. That's in self. Remember that. Okay, but there's great things that's about to happen this year in 2013. Battle of the Praises, January 26th. Tickets on sale for the Battle of the Praises final. Stud Judges panel performing live, Vicky Winans. There you go, Vicky Winans. And Mr. Dell, formerly of 36 Mafia, Backend Shah, and Kiara Kiki Sheard. It all goes down January 26, 2013. It will be live recording show. And you don't want to miss the event. You don't want to miss this event. Tickets on sale. From $15 to $20, I have tickets on sale for $20. Call me at 786-262-7340, 786-262-7340 for tickets. I will be performing. I don't really focus on winning or losing. All I'm focused on is praising God and giving my best performance ever. That's right. Giving my best performance ever. And that's what I'm focused on right now, okay? It's just giving my best performance, and the rest is history. Everything else is in the Lord's hands. I don't want to focus on the wrong things and winning or losing. I'm just focused on giving my best performance, and that's what I'm focused on. Amen? All right? Battle of the Praises, January 26th, January 26th. That's January 26th, 2013. Brown College, Omani Auditorium, 1000 Coconut Creek Boulevard, 3306. Coconut Creek, Florida, a battle of the praises. So if you need more info, call me, 786-262-7340, 786-262-7340. I'm going to go ahead and close this with a prayer. I would like to thank all my listeners for listening. We're going to continue our topic tomorrow, trusting God or self. We have to cover that. And then Sunday, there will be interviews on Sunday. Let me announce who's going to be there Sunday for me to interview. A couple of new gospel artists, hip-hop gospel artists. I don't know if they're new or not, but they're new to me. We have Action All-Stars. Okay, we have Action All-Stars with Prince. With a song called Riot with the group. Great song, great music, message from God. We have James Oyola. I hope I pronounced that right. James Oyola. Right. He has a great message from God also. Let me see. I'm trying to see here. Okay. My computer's acting up. The devil is a liar. And then we have many more that's going to be there. That's going to be on this interview Sunday. So I would like to thank God, Lord Jesus. Thank you for everything. Thank you for the listeners that's listening, Lord Father, for listening. Cover them, Lord Father, in your blood, Lord Jesus. And I pray to you, your name. Let them be strong, Lord Father, in your name, in your blessings, Lord Father. Thank you, Lord Father. Cover us. Pray to your blood, Lord Jesus. I pray to your name, Lord Father. Glorify your name. Amen. Thank you for listening to Faith is Power Radio. I am Joseph the Dreamer. And also, there will be a show that's coming up online. It's called 24/7 Inspirational Hip Hop. It's also 24/7 Hip Hop, but it's more, I have more videos for the gospel side of everything and interviews. Pushing the Lord's agenda. Okay, making sure it's everything in the Lord's will, not mine. So it's 24/7 inspirationalhiphop.com. It's coming soon, international. It's going to be worldwide. Let's do it big, people. Let's do it big in 2013. It's the Lord's movement. It's not my movement. It's not your movement. It's the Lord's movement. Amen. Thank you and God bless.